Sei fare il video live, mi sembra che laughing. Playing the pastimes of the young child. Now, he approached them a second time, and this time, Madai endured him by throwing him into the wine pot, you know, broke a piece of the wine pot. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. He was coming immediately with his devotees, and he was so angry. He called, Sudarshan! 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 The real Sudarshan. And then everyone could see this mighty wheel, which is more hot than the sun at the time of dissolution, appearing in the only sun. But this Sudarshan Chakra is so powerful it can destroy the whole universe. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to destroy this whole universe because he has attacked Nitai, who was more dear to him than his own life. Nityananda, however, intervened and said to deliver them, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually did. He forgave them. And not only that, he took upon himself the sins of Jagar and Madai. So that in the evening, when they came and danced in the kirtan, the golden body of Mahaprabhu became black. And then Mahaprabhu said, this black cloud will go in the hearts of all those who dare to criticize my Shama. That's maybe when someone has a dark face, you could find out maybe from the whole Jagannath and Madai chapter, which has come. They were given actually spiritual names, and Madai, who was very sorry for his sins, became actually a servant of the Vaishnava. So he had actually Nityananda Prabhu. So now he became the servant of the Vaishnavas. But he felt very, very sorry for what he did and did not live long. He went back to the spiritual world quite soon because he could not feel this intense pain which he felt when he looked back to what he had seen before. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry, decided to kill them. This is Sudarshan Chakra, but Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gauri Thai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagan and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them, but Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gauri Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, but the servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Adaradanam sarvisham Vishnu adanam padam tasmat parataram devi adhyam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of the Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield had to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take the credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take the credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win the kingdom. Tasma tvam utishta yasho lavasva jitva shatrumbhusha rajam samitram Vajaya vate nihata purva meva nimitta matam lavasa yatasi. Therefore, Krishna speaking so, Arjuna, encouraging him to do something in the matter of the battle of Kurukshetra. Therefore, get up, Utishta, and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Sarya Sarji, can be but an instrument in the fight. Well, thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives special credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji, or Rajendraji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, also served another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka, from the shore of Bharatash. When Lord Ramachandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, and follow the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance. Even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the Lord. A very, very nice verse by Gadadhara's grace, we will find it and remember it vaguely and God is on the bullet. You know where it is that you please write it down and read it in your own time. It can give you a lot of strength and encouragement in your doing your preaching service. Verse 65 again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. He spoke to Lord Nityananda. You can perform a task that even I cannot do, but for you, means except for you, I cannot find anyone in Golden who can fulfill my mission there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is described in a very nice, in a few very nice verses. And there it is stated that he did not come alone, but he brought his angas, the limbs of his transcendental body. And one of these limbs is no one else than Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Rajendrananda Hase, Sachi Sutamoy Lohi, Balaram, and Nityananda. Krishna is what is sung in this Vaishnava song. Krishna is the son of Rajendranath, the king of Raj, or Nandanam Raj, Balaram, and he is sung as the son of Sachi, Sachi Nandan. And Balaram has come as Nithai. These two brothers have specifically appeared in this age of Kali, an age which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam to be one of great, let us say, it's a problematic age in span is reduced. The people in this age of Kali have a very thin skin, so to say, or just weak nerves. Their minds are totally disturbed all the time. This is specially mentioned as a special gift or ornament which the people of Kali Yuga wear. And there is a great danger that in this age of Kali, people will take to wrong spiritual paths. This is also explained. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this very disturbed age to deliver a process whereby which even people who would otherwise be totally unqualified for spiritual elevation can make advancement. Now, there are a few verses of Prakashananda Saraswati describing a little bit about Lord Chaitanya. I feel we have to understand Chaitanya to understand Nityananda. Now, there Lord Chaitanya's heart is full of mercy. When he descended to this world, those living entities who formerly never practiced yoga, never meditated or chanted mantras, never performed austerities, never fulfilled Vedic sacrifices or Vedic restrictions, never studied the Vedas, all these living entities have now all been able to easily plunder the crest jewel of all goals of life. Crest jewel is Shiromani, that is the best jewel, the most valuable jewel, we could call it the king jewel amongst all other jewels. Now, there are many goals of life, Shyamananda, many, thousands, millions, you could say, maybe as many as there are people in this world. But the king goal of life is described in the scriptures, Prema Mahatamuhan, it is love of Godhead. Why is this the greatest? This love of Godhead is the original constitutional position of the living entity. And it's for what the living entity is as anxious in its other goals. But we really want, when we have any goal of life, is we want to enjoy vinila. Let us, for instance, talk of sexuality. A deep desire which is in the heart of many conditioned souls. Why is this so attractive? Well, they want to experience love, but since love is a spiritual thing, cannot be had on the physical platform. And therefore, those who have the strong drive for this particular type of sense enjoyment remain always frustrated. Mahaprabhu gave the king of all jewels, because this love of Krishna is never limited. It is always expanding, and it is fulfilling the deepest desires of us souls. So, it is said that Mahaprabhu brought this jewels. You don't keep jewels open, isn't it? Maybe at the ear, but the jewels get very rich. Or I burned Mick Jagger and there's a jewel on it. Two. But you don't, usually you have it when you're a decent person. And it's a protected area. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also brought this jewel of love of Godhead with him in the storehouse. But he did one thing which is not known. The guardian, Wächter of this storehouse, drunk. When someone is drunken, he cannot make any mistake.
Are you Seva or are you Rohini?
The power of discrimination, which is a factor of the intelligence, discourse, it's not there. So, Nityananda was drunken with love of Krishna, and he was, he's the star housekeeper of that, where all these, the jewel of love of God is. And because he doesn't distinguish if the person who comes there is qualified or not qualified, anyone can take it. Just consider this. When I was a young boy, maybe 5 years old, I know there was a drunken man on the island in which I grew up. Fritz Monarch was his name. Fritz the King. He was a drunken man. We would like him very much. He liked me very much. Sometimes I would ask Fritz, Fritz, give me your clock. Your wristwatch. Fritz gave me his wristwatch, because he was always drunk. And then he said, Fritz, please, now give me all your money. I need to buy something to eat for both of us. Fritz gave me all his money. One day, I wanted to shock my parents. My father at that time was the director of the Eisenbahn, the Bummelbahn, that is a special reduced Eisenbahn, a small railway which went all over the island, the island of Heyman. We lived right in the main station of the island of Heyman, and I wanted to shock my father, who was there. So I asked Fritz, please, Fritz, give me your cloak. He wanted his cloak because he was drunk and drunk again. And then I dressed it and I smelled like a skunk. And then I put his head in the light here, and my mother was there, and I knew my mother and father were there, and I went, and then I stood there, and they shocked because everyone knew the plots of Prince Monarch on the island. And then everyone just laughed. We would all laugh together. And I remember the story, his childhood activities. The point is that the drunken man does everything. He has no restrictions. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his brother Nityananda, who was always drunken with the divine ambrosia of love for Krishna, he put him before the gate, and Nityananda therefore distributes even to the most unqualified. We have heard already Jagannath Mata, and later in the lecture I will give you another example, but I want to go on a little bit. Now, of course we say that Lord Nityananda is giving love of Krishna to even those who are unqualified. But that does mean that the unqualified should remain unqualified. Does this mean that Lord Chaitanya is the most, or Nityananda is the most merciful, that someone can get his blessings just by continuing to act in nisadacha, that is, behavior which is not acceptable to the path of spiritual life? What do you think? If Jagan and Madai were accepted, did they continue their activities? No. They repented. And they promised to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they would stop their activities from now on and become and follow the rules and regulations. See, during initiation, we always request the disciple, the young disciple, to follow four rules and regulations for the rest of their life. We don't request them just for 1 year or 2 years, but it is an ongoing process. Why this is so, we will explain, maybe I should explain it now. See, the age of Kali is all around us. That means the very inauspicious influences are all around in our lives. And especially they come through four doors. The first door is meat eating. The second, illicit sexual connections. The third, gambling and speaking lies. And the fourth is
intoxication.
Yes. Sorry. These are the four gates through which Kali Yuga comes full blast. If you open it a little bit, it comes. Even if you are a devotee, and you are in one of these doors, you just open it a little bit just to see how it is, to get the taste in the atmosphere, a little spice of the passion of life. If you open it a little bit, it goes, and it's there. Kali Yuga, full blast. Here's one devotee who has experience and has learned. We can get direct instructions from. Anyways, we don't want everyone to start looking at you and don't want to start on. Don't try it. Believe it. So, Chaitanya, this is as far as the external qualifications, four rules and regulations. Internally, there are two things which a devotee must absolutely change in order to get the crest jewel of love absorption from Nityananda. The first thing which is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam is one has to give up envy of other living entities. You are asking yourself that you're free from enviousness. That's the third thing. One has to give up envy. If one wants internal cultivation. This is it is described in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Trinana Pisu Nichina, one must be more humble than the straw in the street. Now, you know, when one is not humble and someone does well, then, you know, that the enviousness comes up. They're not similar. Yeah, that is what goes. 50% of the sound vibration. That is the sound. Sounds really nice. So get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but hence we are humble. And one definition of humbleness is to give up enviousness. The second thing, which is also described always in our scriptures, is parvati. But it is cheating. In the Bhagavatam it is also said that Bhagavatam is free from the cheating. No? Cheating has many dimensions. Three are mentioned. One is that you have something and you don't want to give it to Krishna. You don't want to give it to God. Keep it for yourself. It's just I give my assistant Dominique 100 marks to fill the always hungry gas tank
of the Shagarnara team of the Mogul, and he takes and only puts in team for 70 marks, 30 marks, he buys ice cream and no one sees. That's cheating. He never does this, not even me, but this is what it is. What's the meaning of cheating? Cheat. So if you have something, it belongs to Krishna. You should put it in Krishna's service. Isn't that an interesting description of cheating? If you keep things for yourself, you are, in this regard, a little cheater. Then, the second type of crookedness, cheating, is you have strength, but you don't engage in Krishna's service. You run around all over the building, the roof, and everywhere. And you don't engage your abilities in Krishna's service. And the third type of cheating on the spiritual path is you don't have any love, like me, of Godhead, and you pretend to have love. This is also quite cheating. A Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, who is fixed in his transcendental position, he must carefully guard against enviousness, because that has nothing to do with humility. And he must be free from all kinds of cheating propensities. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, it is better to have an empty cow shed than have a very wicked cow. In Siva from the Dharma, you know, sometimes there are cows who are a little mad. Run after the guru boys. Isn't it? Or something. It happens. So better to have no cow than a rescue cow, you know, who is all the time running and, you know, trying to. So it is not good to have to be a rescue Vaishnava. I won't say it's better to be no Vaishnava. But it's not good to be a rescue Vaishnava who has an envious heart, who is full of the propensity to of cheating, who is just making a pass of Vaishnava, of being a devotee of God, who is pretending, but inside of his heart is full of bad qualities, and he may even think, I am so good. When those who are full of the versus qualities, they usually think others must praise them. Otherwise, they become offended and very angry. This is, they're in the conditioned mentality that is a very unfortunate delusion of the Mari potency. So, Nityananda Prabhu, this is, I want to make this point very much. He is very merciful. Even if in our hearts there are still shadows of these bad qualities, and I have spoken about them, and I think everyone felt like, oh, now the atmosphere is becoming heavy. Such an announcement is speaking again of me. Why is he so indecent to always speak about me? No one specific in the mind, except for Sachinandan Swami himself, I'm preaching to myself, because who can say that this heart is free from enviousness and from the desire to criticize others? Who can say his heart is free from the quality of cheating others? This is not possible to say. We are conditioned souls. Let's face the fact. Let us not think we are great transcendentalists. We are in need of mercy. We are mercy cases of Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda specifically addresses this point, and there is a wonderful lila which I would like to describe to you, which makes this point. Once a great cheetah came into the assembly of Lord Nityananda. He was, again, a criminal man. Although he was born in a Brahmin family, this Brahmana was the leader of a gang of thieves and rogues. He became attracted to Lord Nityananda because Lord Nityananda was dressed in his later pastimes in a very extraordinary way. He had disciples who all were dealing with gold, and he had gold bangles all over, a golden chain, jewels around his head, a red iron rod, must have been very heavy. Rod. Blue silk. He must have looked flowing silk, dressed extraordinary. And yesterday, Lord Nityananda was dressed in Lord Nityananda's here, but I'm speaking now about this one. Nityananda was lower than this Nityananda in green. He is always drunk with love of God. He doesn't stand erect. He is a little bit to the side, to that side. And the other Nityananda, the down Nityananda, he is a great dresser. He likes to dress in turbans and silk and So these are all features of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda was dressed in these wonderful cloth, colorful. He must have looked like an actor who goes on stage and in that moment. This Brahmana saw power. Look at him. He has so much wealth alone on his body. He has enough ornaments. It's maybe a couple of million dollars. They don't know us at that time. So he decided to join Lord Nityananda's team. And at a proper situation, proper time, he wanted to steal the cloth, another cloth, the jewels of Lord Nityananda. So he followed him around, he also chanted, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya. His glaring eyes, then do I get the jewels? Now listen to the verse of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda knew all of this, and he smiled to himself like a little child. God, I will give him my mercy, and he will totally change. So one night, Lord Nityananda was alone in one house. This house was in the midst of the jungle. So this little criminal rogue thought, that's my opportunity. When the evening was there, he called his different accomplices, I think you say, the team members of the Mangyoli club, said, let us just wait a little longer until the Avadhuta is asleep. Let us stay here under this tree, and in case someone of us feels pneumonia, this one will wake us up. So then, by Lord Nityananda's mystical potence, then they started to discuss, yes, I will take this wrist bangles. The other said, I will take the gold chain around his neck, and I will take the jewels from his fingers. And whilst they were talking like this, by Lord Nityananda's arrangement, and all the girls who was the alarm person, the alarm clock person, also fell asleep. This is described in the morning, they were woken up by the craw, craw, the crow. They woke up. whole night's rent. Yes, and you were supposed to be the alarm clock, and you also slept.
And then they were quarreling among
themselves. And they said, let us not quarrel. Our chance, our second chance will come. So the second night, that whole day the shaman just were preparing for the attack. They were murderers. They had no scruples. You might think they were vegetarians, but most probably they were fish and just murderers. So they came in the night, came along with a skirt, desiring to kill the servants of the Nityananda and stay. And at that time, they saw powerful personalities with four arms walking around the house of the Nityananda. They had the signs of Vishnu. They were Vishnu Dutas. They attended Nityananda. And it was clear that there was even a whole army could not fight with one of these centuries. Back to hide themselves. Next he said, this is very unusual. This Avaduta, this uncommon personality, has hired these extraterrestrial beings. Let us better now wait for 14 days. They are just traveling through, I think. I have some time. Now, then, the third night, after 14 days, they had worshipped the whole night before Chandi, one demigoddess which gives success in liberatory activities. She's worshipped as mine, and so on. They came close to the house, and all of a sudden, all of them turned blind. Bang! They went against the tree. And then, by the Lord's arrangement, they fell into the mount which was surrounding the house. Now, some of you might have been in Bengal, I think Gorgadana was. But this, I saw once some houses in Bengal used to just have a big ditch around them for protection, just water. So they all fell in these ditches. And there were scorpions and little snakes and mosquitoes, and who bit them? And they screamed, "Ah, save us, save us!" And then Indra, the demigod, who is in charge of the weather, was just sending storms and rains, and they were mercilessly beaten by these hail. By hell, pieces of ice, bang, 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 bang. They screamed, "It's enough, save us, save us, save us." And then, somehow, by the Lord's mercy, all of a sudden they could see again, and they fled home, never to come again. Only one did not run home. It was the leader of the church. He thought to himself, 3 nights, we have tried to kill this wonderful personality, but we always failed. This is too much. This personality cannot be an ordinary person. When I think back to the centuries, these were Vishnu Dutas, they came. When I think back of what happens this night, it is that Indra must have personally protected the Avaduta. I am sure now he must be the personality of Godhead. He actually remembered an old prophecy. He was from a Brahmin family, he knew the scriptures, that Lord Nityananda, Balaram would appear as Lord Nityananda. And he came and spoke beautiful prayers, saying that, "My Lord, everything is under your control. You gave us the blindness and you took the blindness away. Anyone who serves you can easily go into the spiritual world just by remembering you." This is the Brahmana. You could understand that Lord Nityananda is so very, very special and so wonderful that he just said, "One can easily go to the spiritual world if one just remembers you." And then he said, "But I am a great sinner. I am a great cheater. I have all bad qualities in my heart. Therefore, my Lord Nityananda, I will now drown myself in the Ganga. Because I made such an offense, it cannot be taken care of. I wanted to attack you this way." But he felt so bad that he wanted to do this, but Lord Nityananda, he said, "No. Stop with your sinful activities." Again, the same thing. Stop your old ways. Take to the rules of spiritual life. You know, four principles. And chant. This was what he said. It's the same formula as Prabhupada gave. You know, stop with what you, the old sinful ways. Take to the rules of spiritual life, these preparatory rules, and just chant and chant. And later he said, "You can save the other gangsters." And that's what this Brahmana did. He later was initiated and he went to the places where the gangsters assembled. And because he was so strong and influential, he was a leader of all of them, they actually transformed their days and became So I personally think that this Lord Nityananda is very relevant for all of us. Because all of us, when we start spiritual life, we do have material motives. We must have material motives because we are simply not purified. The soul is still covered by the influence of Tama and Raja. Tama means we are actually attracted to materialistic pursuits, and Raja attracted to sense gratification. Raja means more of that, lust, greed, and so on. So we are not our spiritual inclination may drive us in one way, but our mind drives us sometimes in another way. Have you seen this duality in your own life sometimes? We are convinced of Krishna consciousness, but our mind is just not cooperating with us because this mind is still covered by the lower, more material nature, and therefore it's not possible. But even cheaters, even when we are not yet fully cured therefrom, Lord Nityananda, he does not see our bad qualifications. He will just give us his mercy. That's why it is said in this perfect Vashila Prabhupada. No, I want to explain it in a different way. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Nityananda, "You can perform a task that even I cannot do." And the Prabhupada explains, by the grace of Vishnu, by the grace of God, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. Why? Because the Lord has given his mercy energy to the devotees. They just listen good. Therefore, let us approach Lord Nityananda in this appearance day and say, "I am a fallen kapita. My heart is full with bad qualities. But you are known for not taking care see them because you are in a different state altogether. Please give me your mercy. The same point is also discussed in the Adilila. It said, this truth of Lord Nityananda is so special that Krishna Kaviraj says, Nityananda Parityaya Krishna Prema. We want to now hear a little bit about Lord Nityananda. I thought we would just sing a song. It has two reasons. One is that we need this intellection now. this point which the song makes. And the second reason is we're coming to the end.
You have come at this time of the day, this is impossible. What do you want?
He was just totally, how do you say, surprised. And then he just, what do you want? He was not able to be aggressive. Oh, he said, and Ganara said, you are a big fool. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to bring the love of Godhead to this fallen planet Earth. But you are not taking it. Everyone takes it. What a fool you are. Start chanting Hare Krishna immediately. This has never happened in his life. Someone there to he said, this is a little bit too much. I can't chant Hare Krishna now at 12 o'clock. Maybe I will chant tomorrow. So Gadara just jumped up in ecstasy, rolled on the floor. You have chanted, you have chanted, you have said, maybe I chant Hare Krishna tomorrow. Now continue. And the Gandhi was just dumbfounded. Then he looked again. Gadara had gone to the next person to introduce him, chanting the So this is the mercy, huh? Lord Nityananda had this, he visited door to door the four living entities and distributed to them the holy name of Sri Hari. Whomever he saw and whomever he met, he took as straw in his teeth as a sign of humility and begged them to purchase the holy name from him free of charge and to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus requesting all the public, he prostrated himself before them like a whole mountain and rolled in the dust. If anyone cannot understand the magnificence of an avatar like Lord Nityananda and cannot develop love for him, Lochandas Thakur says, there can be no person more simple. So we will sing this particular song now. For recording purposes. Thank you very much. Isn't it nice to in between just soften the heart is by God. This is then the most wonderful day for a devotee. This day today is such a wonderful day because it brings us in contact with the most merciful incarnation of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada makes a very, very important point. The mission of Krishna consciousness is first of all, it is twofold actually. It is to become Krishna conscious and to distribute Krishna consciousness to others. Now, in our practical life of staying in this movement for a good number of years, We have always seen that a devotee who understands this, these two missions, becomes Krishna conscious and to distribute Krishna consciousness to others, he can or she can very easily get the tremendous mercy of God Nityananda and become empowered by spiritual strength and spiritual enthusiasm and inspiration. If you want to become blissful in your life, then preach. If you want to be miserable in your life, full of deep attachments which draw you all the way back, which you have gone already ahead, then don't preach. It is not good. You want to stay, don't do this. But even a young devotee, or an old devotee, who takes part in the mission of helping born conditioned souls to become elevated in Krishna consciousness, he very, very easily is, what do you say, empowered by the strength and mercy of Sri Lord Nityananda. I just read, I think, in Venu Gopal's newsletter, it's called Once a Week. Once a week means book distribution once a week. It's a program for friends of Lord Krishna who are interested to help spreading the books. Apparently there was a Sankirtan party in one town and they tried to distribute them. And they tried to distribute literature, but the people were also covered. And so Zagar-like people sometimes are little, you know, like all people of a big town, arrogant and always busy with other things. And they didn't take any Krishna. Then there was one friend of Lord Krishna on the same street. He just decided, I think you are distributing 47 books. Just instead of going out, the Shakti was coming. And then he put two. Any devotee who puts himself into the place of spreading Krishna consciousness, while at the same time working to become Krishna conscious himself or herself, can easily get this wonderful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And as Prabhupada says, by the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can then render service even better than Vishnu. That is a special prerogative of a Vaishnava. Why is this? Well, because Krishna or Vishnu works through such a Vaishnava. No one can do more than Krishna or better than Krishna. But Krishna chooses to work through such a devotee who's connected with Lord Nityananda's mercy. Now, I remember very distinctly every year or so, Yedriyala Vida, Ariyala Vida, Bhakta Sankarana Open Ali. You know, it's a festival where we go and preach Krishna consciousness, and sometimes it's very, very fallen. You remember Krishna Chandra, there's always a game of health angels coming by, not really health angels, but you know, young people who like to drink and then, you know, fight. So they always come by when they see our spiritual camp and they sing against the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Every time, every festival, it's another Zutfort, another group. Sometimes they say, banane, 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 banane. And then they want to see if they can sing louder than us and drown. And when, of course, these drunkards all around, they also join the banana chant. Last time it was Melone. next time it might be plum, not a spouse, just another spouse, a TV maybe. So when they extend this, and you can see the two vibrations, usually we drown them out because we are very enthusiastic for Hare Krishna. I was thinking, in such a fallen situation, the devotees who keep preaching, they can keep alive. Native people come to us into the temple. It's just like we only watch wildest paintings, what you see on such a rock festival. But the only watch is the beginning of the sun. This is what you expect when you go in such a foreign situation. But as long as you keep serving, you can see, isn't it, Krishna Chandra, that there is a certain chakra and one is undisturbed by it, that can even give Krishna consciousness to others and pull people out of the angle of you don't know squash, from there. So this is really one thing which I really want to implant in your heart at the end of the lecture. You have heard about the most merciful Lord Nityananda. If you want to make full use of his mercy, take part in this wonderful mission of saving the fallen souls, then you can make the best use of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Lord Nityananda, understand Nityananda is very, very, how do you say, special, because he comes as a totally covered avatar. He behaves like a young boy around 5 years, always laughing and smiling, not making any discrimination, like Gauji maybe. But we can get everything from him if we are intelligent enough to use this chance. I want to thank you very much. Shamananda is already thinking, when is he stopping? I know it's his day, he likes Lord Nityananda, I hope he stops. Do you have any questions regarding this? Few questions must be there. It's a festival day. Everything is clear. Shamananda one. His prayers are strong. Have you understood the point of Nityananda's appearance? We may be full of disqualifications. Our heart may not be pure. This is the point. But when you go to Nityananda, you can get everything you want in Nityananda's restaurant. When you get the wonderful fruit of love of God to everyone. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki go to Premanandi Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Poput uma mudraca koji je bio sasvim neuznemiren materijalnim željama.
He saw that from that lake a footpath went into the depths of the forest.
I vidio je kako od tog jezera vodi mali put u dubinu šume.
Ono momenta. At the end of the footpath, he saw a light and full hut, and before it, a saint sitting in deep meditation.
Na kraju te staze vidio je jednu, na jednom smirenom, na mirnom mjestu, vidio jednu kolibu ispred nje, jednog mudraca kako meditira.
The mind of the saint looks like the lake, deep and peaceful.
Um sveta je izgledao kao jezero, dubok i miran.
Dasa, the prince, the young prince, sat for a whole day 20 meters before the saint and enjoyed the peaceful atmosphere which was created by the meditation of that great soul.
Dasa, mladi princ, je cijeli dan sjedio 20 metara od mudraca i uživao je u smirenoj atmosferi koju je kreirala ta meditacija mudraca, velike duše.
The day passed like a second for the prince, and in the evening he had to return to his herds, the sheep.
Za princa dan je prolazio, svaki dan bi prošao kao sekunda i navečer bi se vratio pastirima.
Next morning he came, but he brought fruits for the saint.
Sljedećeg jutra je došao i donio voće za sveta.
And again he was totally fascinated by the calm and peaceful atmosphere which emanated from this great soul as he sat down meditating about the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
I ponovno je bio fasciniran sa mirujućom atmosferom koju je stvarala meditacija tog mudraca koji je meditirao na lotusovim stopama Sri Krishna.
Then Dasa had to leave that part of the country following the other shepherd's men who went to northern regions with the sheep.
Onda je Dasa morao napustiti taj dio zemlje sljedeći ostale pastire koji su otišli u sjeverne dijelove zemlje.
One day he heard that in the capital of the town Nala, his stepbrother, would be crowned the king.
Jednog dana je čuo da u glavnom gradu te kraljevine će njegov njegov brat Nala dobiti krunu kao kralj.
Yes, because the father had died.
Jer otac je umro.
Nala Dasa went into the town.
Dasa je otišao u taj grad.
He had the feeling that actually he was the prince.
Imao je osjećaj da je on bio prince.
He should be crowned on this day.
Da on na taj dan treba dobiti krunu kraljevsku.
But by the intrigues of his stepmother, he was wandering as a shepherd in the wilderness.
Ali intrigama svoje pomajke, on je lutao s pastirima u divljini.
But this feeling passed his mind for only 1 minute.
Ali taj osjećaj je u svojem umu osjetio samo za jednu minutu.
Then he thought, oh, I'm so happy because I'm Slobodan.
Onda je pomislio, ja sam tako sretan jer sam slobodan.
Let me see how my foolish stepbrother has made the king.
Ali da vidim kako će mog budalastog pobraza učiniti kraljem.
When he entered the town, the women of the town did not recognize him and they looked at him with eyes full of desire.
Kada je ušao u grad, žene su mu se podsmijavale i one su gledale očima punim želja.
What funny people are these? They don't even know me. They only see my body.
Kako su ovo smiješni ljudi? Oni me čak i ne poznaju. Vide samo moje tijelo.
I'm so happy that I'm no longer part of this materialistic style of life.
Ja sam tako sretan da više nisam dio ovog materialističkog stila života.
My example is the same.
Moj primjer je svetac.
When he saw the crowning of Nala and he was happy that it was not him who was crowned.
Onda je vidio kako su krunisali Nalu i bio je sretan što to nije bio on koji je dobio krunu.
After the ceremony he went again with the shepherd men through the areas.
Nakon ceremonije otišao je sa pastirima lutati po poljima.
Then he saw when they came to one little town.
Onda je došao do jednog malog grada.
And there a change happened in Dasa's life.
I tamo se dogodila promjena u Dasinom životu.
He saw the beautiful Parvati.
A vidio je prekrasnu Parvati.
Her eyes were sparkling like fresh rubies.
Njene oči su sjele kao rubini.
Her breasts were upraised.
Njene grudi su bile uzdignute.
And her smile was enough to charm even the most powerful muškarčki.
Njen osmih je bio toliko moćan da je mogao šarmirati najmoćnije muškarce.
His heart was burning with the fire of lusty desire.
Njegovo srce je gorelo od vatre Božje želje.
He said to Parvati, I want to be your man.
On je rekao, Parvati, želim biti tvoj čovjek.
And Parvati said, oh, no. But you have to stay and work each day for 9 hours on the field.
Parvati je rekla, u redu, ali svaki dan moraš biti tu i raditi 9 sati na polju.
No problem, said Dasa, I'm young and strong.
Nema problema, rekao je Dasa, ja sam mlad i snažan.
And he enjoyed this Parvati through many nights which were red with the color of passion.
On je uživao sa Parvati u mnogim noćima koje su bile obojene bojem strasti.
One day he heard that Nala, his stepbrother, would come to the same town for hunting.
Jednog dana čuo je da će njegov brat Nala doći u taj isti grad radi lova.
He had a strange feeling in his chest.
Imao je čudan osjećaj u grudima.
And he forbid Parvati to leave the house for the period when Nala was hunting.
I zabranio je Parvati da bude u kući tijekom razdoblja dok je Nala lovio.
One evening when he came home, Parvati was not in the house.
Jedne večeri kada je došao kući, Parvati nije bila kod kuće.
And also she didn't return in the morning.
I nije došla čak ni ujutro.
He had a strange feeling.
Imao je čudan osjećaj.
He waited for 2 days.
Čekao je 2 dana.
And then a little boy came to him and said he had seen Parvati in the going to the tent of Nala.
Onda jedan dječak došao i rekao je da je vidio Parvati kako je išla u šator Nale.
For the first time he became angry.
Po prvi put se on razljutio.
He went into the forest and came close to the tent of Nala, where he climbed upon a tree.
Otišao je u šumu i približio se tom šatoru gdje je bio Nala i popeo se na drvo.
He waited the whole night.
Čekao je cijelu noć.
Then in the morning, it was early, the sun was just rising. He saw his wife Parvati coming out of the tent and her hair and cloth were disheveled.
Ujutro kada je, baš kada je sunce izlazilo, on je vidio kako njegova žena Parvati izlazi iz šatora i njena kosa je bila raspuštena i odjeća razglabljena.
Yes, nitko Nala.
Ovo je nitko Nala.
He waited for another day on the tree.
Čekao još jedan dan na drvetu.
Then when the guards were not present,
onda kad nije bilo više čuvara,
he saw Nala coming out of the tent.
Vidio je kako Nala izlazi iz šatora.
Dasa went down the tree.
Dasa je sišao iz drveta.
He took his what this is.
Lasso.
Lasso?
Lasso, eh? Is there a lasso?
No, not lasso, that but you put a stone in there and the
oružje od
užeta
na čijem kraju je kamen.
Yeah.
Nije baš pračka.
He had learned it when wolves used to attack the sheep.
Kad bi vukovi napadali ovce, on je naučio obraniti ovce s tim oružjem.
When finally the stone flew from the bračko.
Konačno je taj kamen odletio iz bračkova.
All his hatred also flew from without his heart toward Nala.
I onda je sva njegova mržnja izletila iz njegovog srca prema Nali.
Nala was hit with a stone on the head and fell down dead.
Nalu je kamen pogodio u glavu i on je pao mrtav.
For a moment, Dasa felt happy.
U trenutak Dasa je bio sretan.
But then he had to run into the forest because the guards were coming.
Ali onda morao bježati u šumu jer su čuvari dolazili.
He was running the twigs there, biting in his face.
Dok je trčao, grančice su mu grebale lice.
He was stumbling over the roots.
On je se spoticao o korijenje.
He was crying like a vuk.
Plakao je kao vuk.
He was a murderer.
Bio je ubojica.
Only for passionate desires he had killed a human being.
Samo zbog strastvenih želja ubio je ljudsko biće.
but his revenge felt bitter sweet.
Njegova osveta je imala gorko slatki okus.
He had to now live in hiding.
Morao je živjeti skrivajući se.
He became a man of freedom, but his conscience was not giving him any peace.
On je bio slobodan čovjek, ali savjest mu nije davala mira.
He remained unfree.
Bio je neslobodan.
And he knew why.
I znao je zašto.
He had again become infected by desires.
Ponovno je postao uznemiren željama.
When he had given up the desires to become the king and roamed around in the forest, he was free.
Kada je ostavio želju da postane kralj i lutao po šumama, bio je slobodan.
And as he became totally attached to the beautiful young body of Parvati, he lost his freedom.
Ali kada je postao potpuno vezan za lijepo mlado tijelo Parvati, izgubio je svoju slobodu.
And was even forced to commit a murder.
I bio je primoran da počini umorstvo.
One day he saw again the lake.
Jednog dana ponovno je vidio ono isto jezero.
It looked unchanged.
Izgledalo je nepromijenjeno.
And very deep.
I vrlo duboko.
Undisturbed by time.
Neuznemireno vremenom.
He saw the footpath.
Vidio je stazu isto.
And as he followed it, he came to the hut where the same saint sat meditating.
I dok je išao njome, došao je do iste one kolibe gdje je isti mudrac meditirao.
For 2 days Dasa just sat before him.
2 dana Dasa je jednostavno sjedio pred njim.
In the evening the saint rose from his meditation.
I navečer se taj svetac probudio iz svoje meditacije.
He didn't seem to see Dasa.
Izgledalo je kao da ne vidi Dasu.
He sang the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
On je pjevao Hare Krishna Maha Mantru.
And everything around him seemed to be fulfilled with happiness and peace. Even the birds and the deer.
I sve oko njega je izgledalo ispunjeno srećom, čak i ptice i jeleni.
One day, Dasa took up his courage.
Jednog dana Dasa se ohrabrio.
I want to be like you.
Želim biti kao ti.
Please make me your disciple and teach me the path of Krishna consciousness.
Molim te, prihvati me za učenika i pouči me putu svjesnosti Krishna.
Let me tell you my story.
Da ti ispričam svoju životnu priču.
The saint was interested in listening to everything Dasa had to tell him.
Sveta osoba je bio zainteresiran da čuje sve što mu je Dasa imao reći.
Then Dasa ended his little biography, autobiography, and said, and therefore I want to give up this world of desires and become your servant.
Dasa mu je onda ispričao svoju kratku autobiografiju i rekao je da želi ostaviti svijet želja i postati njegov sluga.
I know that when one is in material life, one is a servant of desires.
Ja znam kad je neko u materijalnom životu da je sluga želja. Ti u istinu želiš postati moj učenik, rekao je svetac.
And he began to laugh.
I počeo se smijati.
Dasa felt he's laughing about everything I have said.
Dasa je pomislio, on se smije svemu što sam rekao.
What is there to laugh? My heart is full of pain.
Što je tu smiješno, moje srce je puno boli.
He does not understand me.
On me ne shvaća.
So he decided to leave the saint.
Odlučio je ostaviti svetu osobu.
But before he left, he wanted to go to the old spring and bring some water because the old man needed to drink in the evening.
Ali prije no što je otišao do jednog izvora i donio vodu tom stariju svetoj osobi jer on želio bio žedan htio piti.
As he was taking the water, he saw all of a sudden Parvati underneath the tree, his wife.
I dok je grabio vodu, on je iznenada pod drvetom vidio Parvati, svoju ženu.
Oh Dasa, I'm happy to see you here.
Oh Dasa, rekla je ona, sretna sam što te vidim ovdje.
You are the next king.
Ti si sljedeći kralj. Što rekao Dasa? Ne shvaćam
te.
Što ti radiš ovdje?
Well, after Nala's death, the people rumored that it might have been you who did it.
Nakon Naline smrti, ljudi su govorili unaokolo da si možda bio ti taj koji je to učinio, koji ga je ubio.
But then after 5 years, everyone felt happy that Nala was dead.
Ali nakon 5 godina svi su bili sretni što je Nala bio mrtav.
And the people want you now to be their king.
A ljudi sada žele da ti budeš kralj.
After all, you are the king's first son.
Nakon svega ti si kraljev prvi sin.
And I am your wife.
A ja sam tvoja žena.
Dasa didn't know what to think.
Dasa nije znao što sada misli.
But he remembered the saint who had laughed this strange laughter when he said, when Dasa had told him he didn't want to be a servant of desires any longer.
Onda se sjetio čudnog smijeha mudraca koji se smijao kada mu je rekao da ne želi biti sluga želja.
What was going on?
Što se događa?
Anyways, he decided, all right, I'm going to the capital. And I will be a special king. I will not fall in illusion.
Ipak je odlučio otići u glavni grad te kraljevine i pomislio je, postat ću specijalan kralj, neću pasti iluziju.
He became a very special king indeed.
I uistinu je postao vrlo specijalan kralj.
His love was for his garden.
Love?
Ljubav.
On je volio svoj vrt.
Yeah. And for his nice library with interesting books.
I svoju lijepu knjižnicu, svojim indijim knjigama je volio.
He was meditating in the garden often.
Često je meditirao u vrtu.
But one day Parvati brought him their son.
Jednog dana Parvati mu je dovela njihovog sina.
Look at little Govinda.
Pogledaj malo Govindu.
He is our son. He will be the next king.
On je naš sin. On će biti sljedeći kralj.
Dasa became attached.
Dasa je postao vezan.
One day the news came to him that the king of the opposite state had come into the kingdom and taken one village by force.
Jednog dana je čuo vijest da je kralj iz susjedne kraljevine došao i na silu zauzeo jedno selo.
First he didn't want to react.
On prvo nije želio reagirati.
This is material life, he said.
To je materijalni život, rekao je.
Why should I be so foolish to fight now if this man is aggressive?
Zašto da budem udelast i borim se protiv ovog agresivnog čovjeka?
It is his problem.
To je njegov problem.
And the people won't mind to be in his kingdom.
I ljudi neće mariti što su u njegovom kraljevstvu.
What is the difference?
Kakva je razlika?
But then he looked at Parvati, who was not agreeing with him.
Onda je pogledao Parvati koja se nije slagala s njim.
Parvati knew what he thought.
Parvati je znala što on misli.
And she said, you have to go and attack the king.
I rekla, moraš ići napasti tog kralja.
Otherwise one day he might come and steal your son.
Inače jednog dana može doći i ukrasti tog sina.
So Dasa went and took another village by force on the other side of the border.
Onda je Dasa otišao i uzeo iz kraljevine tog kralja, zauzeo jedno selo.
He didn't want to do it.
On nije to želio učiniti.
But he felt forced.
Ali se osjećao primoranim.
A little later the king came and the enemy king came again, took another village. Dasa had to gallop to the front and kill a few soldiers of his enemy.
Kasnije neprijateljski kralj došao i ponovno zauzeo još jedno selo. Onda je Dasa morao ići na front i ubiti nekoliko vojnika.
Back and forth, back and forth.
I tako je to išlo nekoliko puta.
Until one day the enemy king was in the capital.
Dok jednog dana taj neprijateljski kralj nije bio u glavnom gradu Nale.
Dasa fought.
Dasa. Yeah. Dasa se borio.
With his army.
Sa svojom vojskom.
Against the enemy.
Protiv neprijatelja.
The streets were covered with blood and screams of the dying soldiers.
Svi ulice su bile prekrivene krvlju i krikovima umirućih vojnika.
And then the war came to the palace.
I onda je rat došao čak do palače.
He fought and he wanted to
drive the enemy out of the palace.
On se borio i želio izbaciti izvan palača neprijatelja.
But in the evening a soldier hit him in the back.
Ali navečer ga je jedan vojnik pogodio u leđa.
When he woke up,
kad se probudio,
he was in the palace of his enemy.
Bio je u palaču svog neprijatelja.
He was lying on the floor.
Ležao je na podu.
Enemy looked at him.
Njegov neprijatelj ga je promatrao.
You thought you could be victorious over me, huh?
Mislio si da me možeš pobijediti, huh?
Look who I have brought here.
Pogledaj koga sam ovdje doveo.
And he looked around and he saw Parvati.
Da se je pogledao i vidio Parvati, svoju ženu.
Parvati was looking at him.
Parvati ga je promatrala.
With a face like stone.
Kamenog lica.
Yes, he said.
Da, rekla je.
I never loved you.
Nikad te nisam voljela.
I loved your enemy.
Voljela sam tog neprijatelja.
Look whom I have here.
A pogledaj koga imam ovdje.
Then he took. So, he took the clothes.
Ona je podigla platno.
And on her lap there was his son.
I na njenom krilu je bio njegov sin.
Blood was running out of the mouth.
A krv je išla iz njegovih usta.
He was white in the face.
Bio je bljedog lica.
Little arms hang down on the knees of his mother.
I njegove male ruke su visile, visile su na koljenima njegove majke.
And his enemy and the Parvati laughed at him.
I njegov neprijatelj i Parvati su mu se smijali.
He wanted to scream.
On je želio vrištati.
He wanted to fight.
Želio se boriti.
But he fell down unconscious on the floor.
Ali se on osvijestio na podu.
Then he woke up in a prison.
On se probudio u zatvoru.
His throat was screaming for water.
Bio jako žedan.
But his mind was screaming for death.
Ali um je želio smrt.
He didn't want to live any longer.
Nije želio više živjeti.
And again he fell unconscious.
Ponovno je pao nesvijest.
Then he woke up again.
Ponovno se probudio.
He was holding something. He was clutching something.
Čvrsto se držao za nešto.
He thought it must have been the iron, a bondage.
Pomislio je da je to lanac koji je bio zarobljen.
But then as the light fell like knives into his eyes.
I onda osjetio svjetlost koja mu je ušla u oči poput noža.
He saw it was a bowl.
Onda je vidio jednu kuglu.
Which he wanted to use to get water for the saints.
Vidio da je to bila posuda koju je htio iskoristiti da nese vodu svetu.
And he was not lying in a prison.
I nije ležao u zatvoru.
But on the ground of the forest.
Već na tlu šume.
And he remembered what the saint had asked him.
I sjetio se što je od njega tražio svetac.
You really want to become my disciple?
Ti uistinu želiš biti moj učenik?
Now he knew the answer to the question.
Sada je znao odgovor na to pitanje.
And he went back to the saint.
I vratio se svetu.
The saint looked in his eyes with deep concern.
Svetac je pogledao u njegove oči jako zabrinuto.
Did something happen to you?
Da li ti se nešto dogodilo?
He was understanding.
On je shvaćao sve.
Now this is the end of the story.
To je kraj priče.
For those of you who have difficulties to understand, I will explain this a little.
Za one među vama koji nisu shvatili priču, objasnit ću.
Dasa had dreamed all this.
Dasa je sve to sanjao.
It was a dream of material life which many of us also dream at the present moment.
To je bio san materijalnih života koji mnogi od nas trenutno sanjaju.
We dream this dream because of our attachments to material life, our desires. Therefore we have to undergo all this.
mi sanjamo taj san zbog naših vezanosti za materijalni život, zbog naših želja, i stoga se moramo podvrći svemu tome.
This dream of material life, or our material experience, which we do through the material dreaming apparatus called the senses and the mind, is illusory.
Ovaj san materijalnog života kojeg sanjamo kroz, kroz aparat čula i uma je iluzoran.
We are actually eternal parts of Krishna.
Mi smo u stvari vječni djelići Krišne.
When we forget this, then the dream of material life starts.
Kad zaboravimo to, onda san materijalnog života započinje.
And we become attracted to so many things which have nothing to do with Krishna.
I mi postanemo privučeni sa toliko mnogo stvari koje nemaju nikakve veze s Krišnom.
I want to read to you a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam which you will like very much.
Želim vam pročitati stih iz Srimad Bhagavatama koji će vam se jako svidjeti.
Yata brahmam yat yayo brahman svayam akarsha sanido tata me vidyate chetas chakrapane yadrishaya. O Brahmana, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically toward the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by Krishna's will, is attracted by Lord Krishna, who carries this in his hand. Thus I have no independence.
O Brahmane, učitelji, kao što je željezo privučeno magnetom i ono se automatski kreće prema magnetu, moja svjesnost, koja je promijenjena njegovom voljom, privučena je gospodinom Višnom, koji nosi disk u svojoj ruci. Tako ja nemam neovisnosti.
Yes. This is our natural illusion-free condition.
To je naše prirodno stanje oslobođeno iluzije.
Just like a piece of iron is attracted to a magnet, clack, very leludni, natural.
Kao što je željezo prirodno privučeno magnetom,
we are also in our natural illusion free consciousness attracted to Krishna.
Tako smo mi u našoj svjesnosti oslobođene iluzije privučeni Krishnom.
But when we are covered with illusion, we become attracted to Parvati.
Ali kad smo prekriveni iluzijom, postajemo privučeni sa Parvati.
Is that material energy.
Materijalnom energijom.
Who always disappoints our plans for enjoyment.
Koja uvijek razočara naše planove za uživanje.
I want to give you an example.
Želim dati primjer.
In a little while we will serve to you a very delicious vegetarian feast.
Uskoro ćemo vam poslužiti vrlo ukusnu vegetarijansku gozbu.
Now, as you all know, we want to build a temple in Zagreb. And at this moment we are totally poor.
I kao što svi znate, želimo izgraditi hram u Zagrebu, a u ovom trenutku smo totalno siromašni.
Now imagine Dayalu wanted to save money with on the feast.
Zamislite kad bi Dayalu želio uštediti novac na ovoj gozbi.
And he would just bring many mirrors at the end of the hall.
I on bi stavio puno zrcala na kraju ove dvorane.
He would put the feast here.
Stavili bismo ovdje tu gozbu.
Then we would direct you to the mirrors. Please enjoy.
I onda bismo vas poslali do tih zrcala i rekli, molimo vas, uživajte.
And maybe some of the maledictus who would not understand, they would go in the mirror and try to enjoy the reflection.
Možda neka od male djece bi došla do zrcala i pokušala uživati u tom odrezu.
The mirrors, let us suppose the mirrors were so good that also you would be deceived and you would bang at the mirrors. I want to eat, I guess I'm hungry.
Recimo da su ta zrcala tako dobra da biste i vi bili prevareni, da biste želili se jesti jer ste gladni.
You would only cut your fingers and your mouth at the mirror as it would go into pieces.
Vi biste samo porezali svoje prste i svoja usta na tom zrcalu jer bi se ono slomilo.
This is called material life.
To se zove materijalni život.
We turn away from the substance.
Mi se odvojimo od suštine.
And go to the reflection.
I idemo odrezu.
Instead of loving Krishna,
umjesto da volimo Krishnu,
we take to the material object, which are just a reflection of the eternal spiritual reality.
A mi prihvatimo te materijalne objekte koji su samo odraz vječne duhovne stvarnosti.
And we suffer the consequences of our desires to enjoy.
I ispaštamo posljedice naših želja za uživanje.
So our humble recommendation for all of you who are interested in Krishna consciousness is leave the reflection behind and go to the reality.
Naša ponizna preporuka za sve vas koji ste zainteresirani za svjesnost Krišne, ostavite odraz iluzije, odraz koja je iluzija i idite ka vječnom životu.
We would recommend to every one of you a journey to reality, to spiritual life.
Svakom od vas bismo preporučili putovanje do stvarnosti, do duhovnog života.
The first step is that you have association with devotees.
Prvi korak je da se družite s baktama.
Like on the Sunday program.
Kao na ovom nedjeljnom programu.
And remember Dasa. His first good impression was when he met that Mudrat